A Hidden Life by Adele Geras. Narrated by Maggie Mash.
Are you quite certain that this is what you want to do, Mrs. Barrington? Constance lay in bed with her eyes closed. Could she muster the energy to answer this young man she hardly knew? She was very close to death. There was no point in deceiving herself. And besides, she was completely calm at the prospect of leaving this world. What irked her was the fact that she would no longer be in control, and that was why she'd summoned Andrew Reynolds to her bedside, on a day when she knew there was no danger of her son and his wife visiting her. How the world had shrunk lately. She hadn't left this bedroom for months, and was now too weak even to enjoy the distant view of the channel. She'd loved sitting on her little balcony on summer mornings, looking out over the sloping lawn that ran down to the bank of spotted laurels near the gate. "I won't see the garden in spring ever again," she thought. "And the house could do with some redecoration, this room especially." The cream velvet curtains had almost had their day. The William Morris willow wallpaper, which had once been pretty, but which she had tired of about 2 years ago, had definitely faded. But what did it matter? Everything could be left for someone else to deal with. What would become of her silver hand mirror? The crystal perfume bottles on the dressing table? They would go with the rest of the glass, she supposed, to Phillida. Her daughter-in-law was the kind of person who'd know what to do with items like that, how to distribute them where they'd be appreciated. "I don't really care about any of it," Constance thought. "Not about the bits and bobs of my life." "I'll sign the new will," she told him. "And you must promise to take it to Matthew's office as soon as possible after I'm gone."
"He won't be very happy with what you've decided, you know."
"What business is that of yours?" Constance wanted to ask. She'd paid quite enough to buy this man's silence till she was safely out of the way. Let Matt continue to think the will he'd drawn up was valid. He'd realize his mistakes soon enough. They all would. She tried to smile, but the effort was too much for her.
"I think I have to warn you," Mr. Reynolds went on, "that..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?